السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Ulama Profile this Thursday evening with myself, Ubaidullah Boja, and who's behind the controls for us this evening. We say ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to each one of the listeners of Radio Islam International. Tonight, it is an honor really, and it is a privilege from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the opportunity to speak of our pious that have left us and that have gone unto the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes it is more emotional and personal than others, and sometimes the loss is always great. But some losses, it's colossal, it's great, and you can feel those particular losses. Today we speak about a personality that served the country for many years. The likes of Hazrat Maulana Mahmood Madani Desai Rahmatullahi Alayhi, who has served the people of Durban, the Ummah of South Africa, and who has been a source of great effort in the line of deen, in Tabligh also, in the Khanqa also, in the establishment of the Madrasa also. And Maulana had passed away not last week, the week before. We have a 2-hour program from now till 10 o'clock. You with me? It's an open line. The number is 011-854-1548. So if the students, the ulama, those people that are in the Durban area, they wish to come on air and they wish to share what they learn from the ustad, the principal, the muhtamim of the Darul Uloom, they most welcome to do so, and we request them to do so. And if you would like to send me a WhatsApp, an SMS, a text message, you may do so. The number is 071-878-9748. 071-878-9748. It's the number, and you can call in on the number 011-854-1548. Let me explain to you the procedure for tonight, inshallah, with the mercy and the permission and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have, inshallah, Maulana Umar Duma, one of the colleagues of Hazrat Maulana Mahmood Madani Desai Rahimahullah, who will be joining us from now till just about 9 o'clock. After that, inshallah, we have the brother-in-law and hope, inshallah, of Maulana Mufti Minti that will be on air. And he will be then taking us from 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock, inshallah ta'ala. We begin with the colleague of Maulana Mahmood, rahmatullahi alayhi, Maulana Duma. Maulana, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana, the name is Harun Duma.
I'm sorry, Maulana. Maulana Harun Duma, please forgive me for that.
No.
Maulana, Jazakallah for joining us this evening. It's really, firstly, from our side, the side of Radio Islam, Jamiatul Ulama, South Africa, we, from the deep recesses of our heart, pass on the condolences to yourself, the staff, the intizam, the asatiza of Darul Ulum in Amiya, Camperdown, on the loss of your muhtameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the madrasa ni'ma al-badal. Okay. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take the madrasa from strength to strength, inshallah. Maulana, you knew Maulana for a very long time, and you've been with Maulana for some time in the madrasa from the initial stages. Let's take us back to the initial stages of knowing Maulana and the initiation of the madrasa.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all the listeners of Radio Islam. Really, Maulana, alhamdulillah, with the fadl of Allah, I've spent some time with Maulana Mahmood Madani Desai Sahib, rahimahullah, from the year 1995. The date of the madrasa states that the madrasa started in 1994, January. But actually, this morning, this afternoon, while going through the records of the Maulana's diary, handwritten diary, the madrasa had its roots right from the year 1978, in Pietermaritzburg. So, alhamdulillah, the madrasa had started in Pietermaritzburg, known as Madrasa Hifzul Quran, on the 3rd of April. And Maulana Rahmatullahi had started the madrasa for the years 1978-1979. And thereafter, there was an interruption. Maulana had to leave for certain reasons. And with the fadl of Allah, the madrasa thereafter reopened in the year 1994. In the initial year of the madrasa, I was not present. But alhamdulillah, Maulana Rahmatullah Ali, with a lot of mujahada and a lot of efforts, raised the students. He was a muhtamim, he was an ustad, he was a nazim, and he was also the cook also for the madrasa at the same time, handling many, many responsibilities. This continued till, alhamdulillah, with the fazl of Allah, I joined Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali in the year 1995. And it was really Mawlana's ihsan on the servant that Mawlana took in a person so inexperienced like myself. But alhamdulillah, when I came into the madrasa, Mawlana was not only a muhtamim to myself, he was a muhtamim, he was a murshid, he was a spiritual guide, he was a mushir, and he shared so many, many positions with myself. Sometimes he played the role of a father to me. And in those years, I noticed the different sifat of Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali till he passed away. So really, the madrasa, we can say, started from 1978 with its humble beginnings, and continued right till the current year.
Alhamdulillah. Mawlana, perhaps in the beginning years, there might not have been this many pupils, and there might not have been these many amenities available to the talibah of the madrasa. What is the condition of the madrasa, the building structure at that time, when Mawlana then began in 95, when Mawlana started teaching at the madrasa?
Mawlana, it is a world of difference from the initial condition of the madrasa, the structure and the mujahada. One thing was really noticeable was that when the madrasa started, it was an old house that was there with a big piece of land around it, and that was sold to Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali with the intention of the madrasa. The building as such was not very, very, in a good condition. It was old. It had, this corrugated or zinc walls. There were a few rooms, and I clearly remember Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali's room. It was a simple room. There were two beds in there, and a very simple bathroom. I remember Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali himself was quite used to the eastern toilet, the low toilet. Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali never changed that. He left it in his house, in his room, as it was. That's for the reason that he may not have any zati or personal fighter for himself from the madrasa. There were a few students. There was about 23 students, if I can remember clearly. And at that time, Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali made lots and lots of mujahada. This reminds me of the mujahada that we read in history about the Anbiya Ali Musallatu Salam. Sayyidina Ibrahim Ali Sardin comes to mind. Mawlana had to make hijrah from his area in Richmond. It was 40 kilometers away from the madrasa. At that time, there was no intizam and facilities neither for Mawlana or neither for the asatiza at the building. Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali used to stay with the students and only go home on the weekends. And I guess Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali was about the age of 40. He would spend most of his time in the madrasa, and Appa and the children used to stay at home. Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali's first student of the madrasa was our current Muhtamim Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Damal Barakatum Sallamullah Wa Afahu. He was the first student of Hazrat Mawlana. And in fact, when the madrasa started, he was the first student for about 3 or 4 days before most students came in. So yes, there was mujahada in all different ways. There was mujahada in the structure. It was a little cold. And when the masjid came up, it didn't have... the walls were not, they just had enough funds just to put the slab. The roof of the masjid was like the old types of masjid, just with a zinc roof on the top, and the sides were open. It used to be cold, it would be quite cold inside the masjid. But all that Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali persevered. At that time, results weren't very, very imminent to us, and I said it was Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali. A lot of challenges, but Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali, with the fazl of Allah, was very positive-minded, absolutely positive, and he always took everything in its stride. Unlike people like us, we were just wondering what's going to happen next and next after that. But Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali, his ta'alluq with Allah was so great that in the early parts of the morning, he was in munajat and making dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From that 23 students, or plus minus at that time, alhamdulillah, with the fazl of Allah, there are over 200 students in the madrasa, and from approximately 10 to 15 countries around the world. So that was Mawlana. He was a cook also for some time, and he was also the muhtamim of the madrasa, and doing all the other work. The Mujahada at the time also was so extraordinary. Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah, the madrasa used to start at 4 o'clock in the morning. Hazrat Maulana used to start with the student sabak. At before 7, he used to have one student in the van with him, leading his door, driving to Maritzburg, about 25 kilometers from us. He would fetch all the construction workers for to come back with them. The entire day, Hazrat Maulana used to stand with them in the sun till the afternoon, and thereafter go and leave them back, come back to the madrasa. There were signs of, you know, ta'ab and tiredness on Hazrat Maulana. He was perhaps the last person to sleep and again the first person to wake up next morning. So this was just some of the glimpses of Hazrat Maulana Mujahada. And likewise, the family also made so much of Mujahada. I remember Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah in the beginning, when the Allah Ta'ala provided some funds to start the house building, Hazrat Maulana mentioned that I will build my house last, get all the asatiza, be comfortable first, and thereafter, and that was what he had precisely done. He built the accommodation for the asatiza, and then when the time was right, then he built his own accommodation.
Allahu Akbar. Respected listeners, we are speaking to one of the colleagues of Hazrat Maulana Mahmood Madani Desai Rahimahullah. And we had the point of speaking with regards to Maulana's beginning and early phases of the Darul Uloom in Amiya in Camperdown. It's an open line. Give us a call. The number is 011-854-1548. Or if alternately you would like to send us a text message, the number is 071-878-9748. And inshallah, we would read the text out if there's a student that would like to speak with regards to their muhtamim or their ustaz. That we would inshallah like to share this with the listeners of Radio Islam International. Maulana, with regards to that, obviously starting with great difficulty, Maulana then would come with other asatiza, etc. What would be the phase of the madrasa from after the initial, now obviously coming to the phase of the building of the madrasa, not from the bricks point of view, but from the growing of the madrasa from strength to strength?
Maulana, I think it was that Maulana's rahmatullah is, you know, ta'alluq with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It was his dua, it was his tawajjuh, that within a short period of time, students started coming in, and a lot of people started making ruju towards the madrasa. And together with that, it was Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi's, shafqat and his compassion for students. He just said that, although if you look at Hazrat Maulana, outwardly he looked a very, very tough, very, very tough person, but within his heart he was very, very soft-natured. And he he just had the soft spot for students. It was very, you know, it was quite noticeable. And the fikr for the madrasa. All the time he used to make fikr. I remember once he told me that I was sitting in the Joburg airport and I seen a group of students going home from one of the our looms. So he asked them that, where are you going? So where are you from? So they said, we are from Malaysia. So he said, I made dua in my heart, oh Allah, why don't I have Malaysian students in my madrasa?
Allah.
Allah also sent students from Malaysia to my madrasa. Alhamdulillah, there are a great number of students from Malaysia in the madrasa. And so that was his tawajjuh. It was all the time his tawajjuh. It was his turning his attention that was, he was focused towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in his own manner, in his own way. So at that time, from just a few local students, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the madrasa grow internationally. There are students from the madrasa with the fadl of Allah around the different parts of the world, different countries.
Maulana, you knew Maulana for a very long time and you were his colleague. What was he to you as a colleague, as a friend, as a mentor, as a guide? What was your relationship with Hazrat Maulana rahmatullahi alayhi?
Maulana, I feel sorry to say I was his colleague. Actually, I was his student.
Allah.
I was his student. And as well as one of the staff of the madrasa making khidmat. Maulana Rahmatullah Ali's mizaj was this, that because we were young, and young in age, so he always adopted, he adopted firstly the role of a father in our lives. And like that, the students of the Dalum that qualified, and then Maulana instated them at the asatiza. Maulana Rahmatullah Ali used to always look over us with a fatherly figure. And his, one of his concerns was our tarbiyat. If ever he found that there was something that needed to be adjusted, he would tell us with his hikmat. If it was the student, so he wouldn't feel shy, he would tell him, he would reprimand him, or he would tell him. And in this way, after Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali is gone, those same students are actually crying, and they say, even Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali was alive, I had no fikr. Mawlana was watching over me, he was watching my, giving me rahnumai and hidayat and guidance. So it might not look as well, it was the same in the beginning, being very, very young, immature, without experience. So Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali used to make my rahnumai, used to guide me, used to explain to me. He had a lot of foresight. He started the madrasa at the age of 40, and we know normally nubuwat comes at that age, and at that time a person's akal and his mind is in a state of kamal and perfection. So Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali had great foresight. As a young person, sometimes you would make certain suggestions, and Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali would explain to us very, very kindly, sometimes forcefully if the need be. He would explain to us give us the right mashwara. And afterwards we would realize his farsightedness. So yes, he was a father to me, and he was a murshid also, and he was a friend also. Alhamdulillah, with the fazal of Allah, I made a lot of asfar with him, Safaran and Hazaran, we stayed together. In that way, I noticed Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali, my observation of him was this: he was a person that spent great amount of time in the khidmat of the awakabirin and ulama, and that was noticeable in him. His tarz, his tariqah, his manner reminded us of somebody, and used to very, very fondly mention to us how he spent time in the khidmat of Shaykhul Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Munawwarullah Marqadahu, Hazrat Ji Mawlana Al-Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and those akabirin shafqat that they showed to him. So he would display the same kind of shafqat over us. And his sakhawat, his generosity was ajeeb. It was really remarkable. I remember when I was in the madrasa in the initial stages, and over the weekends I used to stay at the madrasa. Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah used to take me to his house in Richmond, about 40 kilometers from here. And Mawlana, being a young person, the dastarkhan in the ikram was as if a bacha was going to come to the house.
Allahu Akbar.
So that was his level of appreciation. And his sakhawat, his generosity, all the asatiza bear testimony to Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali. So Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali, he was sakhi, he was generous. And in it was his ma'mul that every year, before the year end, before the jalsa, on his kharcha and expense, he would invite all the asatiza over to his place, and he would have da'wat for them. And I remember the last da'wat that he had last year. In all the
before
asatiza,
we go to that last da'wat, can we just take a call? We have a call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu
alaikum. Mr. Saad, jazakallah for joining us. Your input this evening?
Assalamu alaikum. I'm not a Mawlana. I'm just a very old friend of Mawlana, Hazrat Mawlana Madni Sahib.
MashaAllah.
I can remember the day when I dropped my son, when I went to take my son there to do hips. Mawlana himself was planting a small palm tree at the corner of the entrance.
Allahu Akbar.
And I just want to say that the humble beginnings that Mawlana Sahib started this madrasa with, it was a very, like Mufti Sahib just recreated, that it was an old house. And when the madrasa was built, he had a little office and one mattress that he used to sleep in. And alhamdulillah, he gave his life for his students. And also on a lighter note, I just want to remind Mufti Sahib that one day Mufti Sahib was very young at that time, and there was an occasion, you know, Mufti Sahib, as much as he's short and young, he drives everything, he's a truck driver too.
MashaAllah.
So one day they sent Mufti Sahib to pick up a vehicle for me to take the students somewhere, and I didn't even know at that time that Mufti Harun was a Mufti. So I told Mawlana Madni Sahib that your youngster is here to fetch the truck.
Allah.
Youngster is a Mufti Sahib. He's a Mufti. And while you were talking, all these thoughts crossed my mind. May Allah Ta'ala give the family strength, give our Mufti Sahib strength to continue in Mawlana's legacy. But it's a great, great loss to us, people of Peter Maritzburg and the KZN Midlands.
Allah make it easy. Jazakallah so much. He's the father of Maulana Akku.
Give it away, though.
I didn't give it away. One of the callers on, one of the listeners sent a message. Jazakallah, that Allah reward you.
You know, when I took Maulana Akku there, he was my baby. And it was such a sad moment that my wife didn't even come with me to leave him there. But you know, as a student, you get the, you know what they say, you get a little bit upside down, you come back home, and really, Moana Madni used to come and spend hours and say,
hello?
Yes.
Salam?
Yes, Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
Si. Am I on air?
You can put me on air.
The bedrock of their communities, the stalwarts of Deen, men of greatness. Join Maulana Ubaidullah Borja every Thursday evening on Radio Islam as he profiles the ulama of South Africa. Stories of faith, their struggles, contributions, and legacy. The Ulama Profile Show, Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m., only on Radio Islam.
Master Father of Maulana Akku, I think the line cut as we were talking, and Osama just telling me that the line is cut. Please do call in again. Maulana Harun Saab, we were carrying on with you and you were speaking with regards to the final dawah that Maulana gave last year to the Asatiza.
Indeed. Maulana, as I was mentioning, it was Hazrat Maulana Sifat, and one of his outstanding qualities was that of sakhawat and appreciation. In the last dawah of the last year, Hazrat Mullah Rahmatullah Ali had invited the Asatiza and the families, and this was unique. Not one of the female masturat was allowed to make any khidmat. In fact, their khidmat was made. And Hazrat Mullah Rahmatullah Ali then mentioned something very touching, that he says that addressing the wives of the Asatiza via the microphone, that you are like my daughters, and I have just invited you today to say Jazakumullahu khairan for allowing your husband to make khidmat in my madrasa. I've called you only for that. And each one was given a hadiah from Maulana's side, both the Asatiza and their families. And you can imagine the touched heart that everybody left that majlis with and went away. We didn't even realize that it was going to be the Maulana's last da'wah which we would share with him before the jalsa.
We have a message. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. From a student of Hazrat Maulana, Maulana was everything to us, and this realization has only truly dawned on us after his passing. He was a father, a friend, a guide, an ustad, a sheikh, a teacher in every facet of life. It is an overwhelming admission of all his students that Maulana has molded us today to whatever we are, and we owe everything to him. To Maulana, he was never the principal of the madrasa. It never belonged to him, nor did he make it seem like he owned anything there. It was all for the students and the friend of the student. He was a friend of the students. We have a call on the line. Call, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana? Yes.
Maulana's name?
Tahir. Maulana from
Tahir, jazakallah for calling. Maulana's input this evening.
Maulana, I just wanted to say that, we really, as an ummah, we have lost not only a principal of the Darul Uloom, but alhamdulillah, you know, we have lost a father. Each one of us has been the students of Maulana. We have lost a father. And why I say this here is that, you know, Hazrat Maulana was, he always had concern in regards to our tarbiyat, as my ustad, Hazrat Maulana Harun Saab, has mentioned. He had a lot of love and shafkat in his heart for his students. I remember once, one of my satis, he didn't want to study in a madrasa, and, you know, he ran away. He went back home. In fact, he ran away, and Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali had went to his house, and he begged his mother, and he brought him back to the madrasa. And this didn't happen on one occasion only. It happened on about two, three times. And Hazrat Maulana had made fikr, went back to his mother, and begged her to send this student back to the madrasa. and so much of fikr and Hazrat Maulana had for his students, you know. It is mentioned also something to say in regards to, I remember when we used to come back from the holidays, Maulana used to check our beards, you know, because at the tarbiyat of us, he used to make sure that the beards were not shortened in the holidays. And if anyone's beard was shortened, then he would be dealt with. So much of love Maulana would make our tarbiyat with, that till today we thank Maulana, and it is where we are today because of Hazrat Maulana, you know. And Maulana, while we're here also, I remember the mornings, that every morning, as Maulana Harun Saab had mentioned, that Maulana was the last person to sleep, and he was the first person to get up the next morning. And after the Fajr Salah, he would not allow us to sleep. And he would make sure that we sit in his majlis. He would give us a bayan. After the bayan, he would make us read Surah Yasin, and then he would make dua in the exact voice of Hazrat Ji Maulana Inam al Hassan Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi.
You
know, these are fond memories that we have of Hazrat Maulana Sahib. And Maulana, you know, I just want to share something that, you know, Maulana was a very, very generous person. I remember his generosity to the extent that at a time when the madrasa needed someone to help out in the tuck shop, and Maulana had initiated the tuck shop with his own money. And then there was another student that was running the tuck shop. So Maulana requested help. So Maulana said, why don't you take Tahir and let him help you also in the tuck shop. Later on, alhamdulillah, we made sufficient profit in the tuck shop. Maulana told us that this profit, give it to him. He went and purchased 2 Umrah tickets. And with himself, he had taken us for Umrah that year. See?
Allah.
And it was such an opportunity to spend Umrah with our Ustad. You know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with nur.
Ameen. Allah make it easy for the students and those that are farid and those that are currently studying also at the Darul Uloom. May Allah make it easy for them and the Asatiza Muni Tahir. Jazakallahu khairan.
The last message. Mawlana, I send him a message from Dan Sharif. And then Mawlana gave me some advice. And he said that, you know, he called me my son. He said, oh, my son, that he's so happy to hear this, that alhamdulillah, that we are leading so many people in Taraweeh Salah. And he said, focus on Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala keep you with afiyat. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow you to serve his deen with full istighnayat from the wealth of people. And in the end, he told me that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you a zakhira for himself and his family, and also for my parents in the akhirat. And he admits special dua for us. It was the last message that I received from Maulana.
Inshallah. We're coming back to you, and obviously the difficulties that the students are facing. Maulana, what was Burana Madani Rahmatullah Alayhi's sifat as an ustad?
Maulana, you know, I think Maulana had a very soft spot for talaba, for students. He was very tough on the outside, but I think, you know, his toughness already was with ikhlas. And that is why the students, well, most of them, inshallah, they still look up to him, and they really appreciate, you know, that tarbiyah that he made of them. We, as the staff of the madrasa, we would have really a hard time with him in the boardroom, going through the examination results. For Maulana to see a student failing or, you know, being put back was something very, very difficult. He would give us a hard time with that. He would say that, look, please, can't you help him? Can't you supplement, give him some supplementary lessons? Can you progress him? And he would plead with us that, look, try and progress him, inshallah. We would say, Maulana, but the student is very, very weak. He would say, look, please, let him go forward, inshallah. With that imam on his head, he'll have some sense of responsibility.
Allah.
He'll do some kind of khidmat. Please, you know, and out of the boardroom, he would have a fight with the student. He would say, you know what, I hang my neck for you. And you make sure you start studying now. I've just hung my neck in the boardroom. And please, I'm begging you. And sometimes you would look, and you would, you know, be behind them. And to see that they would, you know, go to the study. So as far as a ustad is concerned, he for the last many years he was not teaching academically. He was just having one sabak a week in the Dora class, a few abwab in Bukhari. But he was very, very compassionate to students, and he always wanted that, you know, the students to progress. That was one. Number two was that his approach with the students, his sahawat with the student also was unique. Many a times he used to leave his car deliberately open, and students would even help themselves from his car. And he would say, "No, don't worry, y'all are my children, it's okay, it's fine." And that was the kind of approach that he had with students. His initial, when he was in the teaching seat, alhamdulillah, to Al-Malana's hands, many good Hufaz graduated, who are, leading Taraweeh in the different masajid. And I feel, Mawlana, even if one student is kamyab and one student is successful, Mawlana's akhirat, inshallah, will be made.
Definitely. We have two callers on the line. Call in the number one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum. I got cut off while I was talking.
Sorry, Mawlana, you got cut off and you were giving a story about that. Zibra, you can carry on, uncle.
Just give me a start where I stopped when I cut off.
I don't know, but maybe you can just give us your closing remarks with regards to...
My closing remarks are, alhamdulillah, I wanted to tell you that, on behalf of the entire Aku family of Peter Maritzburg, we really, really have lost a friend, a brother, a ustad, a teacher. He's helped a lot of us, me, myself, my cousins, all of us have really learned a lot from Maulana in the days and our association with Maulana. And we'd like to retreat to Mufti Saab and to Mulana, Mufti Zakaria Saab, that even though Papa is not around, Allah will keep us well and we're still here. Anytime you need anything, our entire family is always ready, like we always did and we always will do, inshallah.
JazakAllah so much. We have another call on the line. Call us. Salam wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Salam alaikum to Mulana Harun Domasa. I just want to highlight one important aspect with regard to Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali. In the old madrasa, Maulana, one morning, he gathered the students, a few students, and he made mention of a dream that he had seen. And the interpretation of that dream, or the dream, was regarding milk and machinery in the madrasa. And Maulana Rahmatullah Ali gave the interpretation of the dream, and he says, this will be knowledge. And he says, inshallah, the time will come when deen will spread from this place. And this was many years ago, in the year 95 or so. And alhamdulillah, after 21 years, we see this knowledge flowing from Camperdown. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate Maulana rahmatullah alayhi status. And again, like that, there are so many incidents that we can highlight of Maulana rahmatullah alayhi, that it was not only the ta'aleem of the children or the students that came to his Darul Uloom, but it was also the tarbiyah, that when we come out from the Darul Uloom, you must be an ambassador for deen. And at that time, Maulana rahmatullah alayhi was very, very staunch on the sunnah of wearing the turban of the students. That even a student was not allowed to be in the classroom, in the his class, without a turban. That, and Maulana rahmatullah alayhi's concern for takbir-e-ula, for the students to read salah in the first half, and things like that. All we can say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the students sabr jameel, give the asatis of the madrasa sabr, and Allah ta'ala give Maulana Zakaria Desai Sahab Dhamma Barakatuhum the strength to take up the work of his respected father, rahmatullahi alayhi.
Ameen. Coming to a closure to the first hour, we have about 5 minutes. Perhaps Maulana can give us his final concluding sentiments for this hour, and inshallah, in the next hour, we speak to Hazrat Mufti Minti Sahab.
Yes. Maulana, inshallah, I'd like to conclude on just two or three points. Number one is that we request all the listeners of this program to make dua for the incoming principal, new principal, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Zakaria Sahab, Salamahullahu Ta'ala wa Afahu. Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali had great aitimad and trust on him. And in the last 2-3 years, Hazrat Maulana had basically handed over all the his army responsibilities to him and his team, Mufti Muhammad Kadwa Sahab and the other asatis of the madrasa. Make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make his task easy. Last week, the shura had selected Mufti Zakaria Sahab as the new muhtamim of the madrasa. Our du'as are for him, and we request du'as from everyone.
Ameen.
Allah make his task very, very easy. It is a great task on his shoulders, and inshallah, with the du'as of the ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for him to continue with this great work in khidmat of deen. My second concluding remark is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed our country with abundance of madaris. But the sad truth is that we see a great, a big drop in the number of our local students when it comes to studying deen, especially in the madaris. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen South Africa at this point in time for the spread of knowledge. And most of our, we will say most of our wealth, our amal is going out of the country. I request our local students as well to take interest. After all, the madaris and the ulama are a means of security for our deen. They are security for our deen, our qabr and our akhirat. We request our local students also to be active in joining up with the madaris, where they are comfortable with. So inshallah, this ilm and knowledge can continue. We don't want to see a state where outside foreign students or students from outside the country are benefiting more and the local students are not having this opportunity. It is a great fortune and khush kismati for a student to be studying deen. And we encourage our local students to be active in this and take part in that. And finally, it is my personal request for all those that are listening. If there was anyone that Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali, if they feel that Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali maybe did not fulfill their rights, I humbly request you to forgive him, to pardon him, and inshallah, get a better return for that from the treasures and the rahmat of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We forgive Hazrat Maulana for the sake of Allah, and inshallah, Allah will reward you from his khazana and from his treasures. Jazakumullahu khair.
Jazakumullahu khair, Maulana. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take yourself in the madrasa from strength to
strength. Allahumma ameen, ameen.
Jazakumullahu, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Respected listeners, I have so much to share with you. I would like to read one WhatsApp message. Then, inshallah, this comes from Maulana Abdul Shakur. Today, we buried one of our teachers in South Africa, Maulana Madani Damat Barakatuhum, the principal and the founder of Madrasa in Amiya. He taught me some of the last parts of the Sahih Bukhari. He was always kind and concerned about my well-being. I still remember one day out of the blue, he saw me heading to class. He called me over to his car discreetly. He pulled out a couple of 100 rands and he said, buy something nice for you and the family. May Allah bless his soul. People from all over the country came to his janazah. He was buried on the madrasa grounds exactly as he always wanted to be. May Allah flood his grave with light. Ameen. We take a quick air break, but before we do that, we listen to the voice of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Mahmood Madani, Jazai Sahab Rahmatullahi Alayhi.
आपसे कौन सवाल कर सकेगा क्यों कबूल किया खुदा या कबूल कर ए अल्लाह ये बहुत मुबारक वक्त है ए अल्लाह तू दुआ कबूल फरमाता है इस वक्त हम आपसे दरख्वास्त करते हैं कि हमें अपनी दीन के लिए कबूल फरमा ले ए अल्लाह कबूल फरमा ले हमारी पेशानी के बाल को पकड़ पकड़ कर दीन की तरफ हमें खींच ले खैर की तरफ खींच ले ए अल्लाह भलाई की तरफ खींच ले और ए अल्लाह अपने फजल करम से हम सबको अपने नेक बंदों में शामिल फरमा दे और ए अल्लाह हमारे असातिज़ा इकराम को बेहतरीन गदा नसीब फरमा दे जिसकी जरिए से और जिन रास्तों से और जिन लोगों से तेरा नाम और तेरा दीन हमने सीखा है सबको बेहतरीन गदा नसीब फरमा दे जनाब रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम को صحاب اکرام کو تابعین کی تابعین کو تبع تابعین کو اے اللہ محدثین فقہا علماء کو اور اے اللہ ہمارے اساتذہ کو اور اے اللہ اپنے کرم سے ہمارے مشائخ کو اے اللہ جن راستوں سے ہم نے تیرے نام و تیرے دین سکھا ہے اے اللہ اپنے کرم سے سب کی مغفرت فرما سب کی مغفرت فرما تو زندہ ہیں کہ اے اللہ سائے کو تاجر قائم فرما تو انتقال کر چکے کہ قبروں کو منور فرما ان کے درجات کو بلند فرما تیری طرف سے بہترین جزا نصیب فرما اور اے اللہ جو مانگنا چاہیے تھا اور نہ مانگ سکے وہ بھی ہمیں عطا فرما اور جن چیزوں نے پناہ مانگنی چاہیے تھا اے اللہ نہ مانگ سکے اس سے ہمیں سب کو محفوظ فرما دے اور اے اللہ ہمیں سب کو ایمان کامل نصیب فرما اے اللہ موت تک ایمان پر ہمیں رکھ اور اے اللہ جب اٹھے بھی عمران والوں کے ساتھ اٹھا جناب رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے جھنڈے کے نیچے ہمیں اٹھا اور اے اللہ ان کے ساتھ جنت کے اندر مائیت نصیب فرما اے اللہ جو اللہ کے تیرے راستے میں یہاں جہاں بھی لگ رہے کام کر رہے ہیں, جس نوعیت سے کام کر رہے ہیں, چاہے جماعت ہو, جمعیت ہو, تنظیم ہو, مدارس ہو, مکاتب ہو, خانقاہیں, سب کو قبول فرما, سب کو اخلاص نصیب فرما, سب کو ترقی نصیب فرما, سب کاموں کے اندر ہمیں حصہ لینے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ, حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سب کے طفیل سے جو ہم نے مانگا ہمیں عطا فرما دے.
Respected listeners, what an emotional first hour, and obviously that was the voice of Hazrat Maulana Mahmood Madani Desai Rahimahullah. Before we go to our guest this evening, Mufti Yaqub Minti, who is a brother-in-law, inshallah, I have quite a few SMSs I would like to call, read to you quickly. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I used to travel with Maulana to perform Taraweeh. Respected Maulana and I used to travel daily to go and perform Taraweeh far and wide. Daily traveling approximately 80 kilometers back and forth. This occurred for many years, and Maulana used to make a lot of sacrifice in the month of Ramadan. Maulana encouraged me to wear a turban, and I am wearing it now for the last 16 years. Salams, my family had made a lot of sacrifice for the madrasa. Maulana's family had made a lot of sacrifice for the madrasa. I remember Appa cooking every day from Richmond. Once they were involved in an accident where Appa was seriously hurt. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Appa sabra jameel. Ameen. Salams, I just want to say I really miss Maulana Madani rahimahullah. He was like a father to me, my friend. I became close to him. I wanted to leave the madrasa after I finished his. He sat with me in his office and he begged me not to leave. He then said, I must help my ustaz Qadi Nazir Saab in the hifz class, which I did. He was always there for me to give advice. He used to take us for tea and ice cream, just to make us happy. He used to come to my house also. What he never did for us, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him for everything he done for us. And this is from Qasim Hansbai. We have a few WhatsApp messages that I would like to read as well. The person is saying that my name is Rashid Ahmed Musaji, and thereafter Maulana had sent him, he said, Assalamu alaikum. As today marks 1 year since the tragedy struck our family, I relive the role you played in attending to the welfare of my family. Words will never be able to do justice in expressing gratitude. And thereafter Maulana says, may Allah Pak make us all sidqa jariya for our loved ones, especially our parents. This was after Moli Zakaria's in-laws had passed on. Another message coming on, I was a student of Hazrat Maulana. When I entered the Darul Uloom, it was 95, and I was 9 years old. I remember how Hazrat Maulana looking after me just like my dad would. When I had completed and wanted to stay home, Hazrat Maulana drove to Durban, spoke to my mom, and made sure I come back. The best moment of my entire studying history was that moment when Hazrat Maulana and I were sitting in the car coming to the Uloom. He was our leader, our father and friend. In 95, we used to make wudu outside in the cold. Many of us complained, but Hazrat always stood firm and he gave us encouragement. Those early years, it was a rule that every morning we would walk from the Uloom to the shop street and further, and Hazrat Maulana would walk with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill Maulana's qabr with noor. Ameen, inshallah. We have on the line with us Hazrat Mufti Yaqub Minti, the brother-in-law of Hazrat Maulana Mahmood Madani. Mufti Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mufti Sahib, in the first just over half an hour of the program, we've had some amazing qualities of Hazrat Maulana Mahmood rahimahullah with regards to the teaching and the Darul Uloom, etc. Your interaction with Maulana was a little bit different, more of a personal nature, married to two sisters. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for the entire family.
Ameen.
Mufti Sahib, your getting to know Maulana or your interaction with Maulana, maybe you want to give us an introduction to that and from there we could take the discussion on the life of Maulana forward.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nashkuruhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. Respected listeners, I met Hazrat Maulana Marhum Rahmatullah Ali for the first time in Pakistan when he was studying there and I was studying in India. Our interaction as brother-in-laws was in 1982 when I married Apa's sister and we became brother-in-laws. this was the relationship we had between the two of us was not of a nature of brother-in-laws, but it was a brother relationship that we had. Hazrat Maulana had a lot of fikr for me, and during the last 6 months, Hazrat Maulana looked after me as I was his own brother. Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Alayh was born in the year 1953 in July in Medina Munawwara during the Hajj journey of his parents. In those times, the Hajis from South Africa used to go from Ramadan and they used to stay for a period of 4 months. It was during this long journey of his parents that Maulana was born in Medina Munawwara. Therefore, he was known as Madani. While on this journey, before I speak about the journey, I need to mention the importance of parents in one's life. Hazrat Maulana's parents were such examples that only they made the tarbiyah of Hazrat Maulana in the way that all these qualities we hear of Hazrat Maulana today. Maulana's father was Haji Ahmad Desai, Rahmatullahi Alayh, a very close family member of the Madanis. He was linked to Hazrat Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani, and thereafter to Maulana Asad Sahab, Rahmatullahi Alayh. And when the Madanis like Maulana Arshad Madani and them come to South Africa, they are always the guests of Hazrat Maulana's family. Maulana's mother, her name is Maryam. She is approximately 92 years old, a very pious lady, a pious woman. Up to now, she completes a Quran every 3 to 10 days at this age. And the tarbiyah of Maulana was from such parents, Haji Ahmad Desai and Maryam Bibi Desai. Haji Ahmad Desai did the work of Dawat and Tabligh long before many of us thought people are doing the work, like Bhai Padia, Rahmatullahi Alayh, and even before that, Maulana's father, Haji Ahmad Desai, was involved in the work. Maulana used to say his birthplace was close to the home of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, which at that time was in front of the Haram. Now it is part of the Haram. On this Hajj journey of Maulana's parents when he was born in 1953, with Maulana's parents in Hajj was Maulana Abdul Haq Umarji rahmatullahi from Durban, Maulana Musa Samrodi from the Markaz rahmatullahi alayh, Haji Qasim Ahmad Kadwa, is the dada of Mufti Muhammad Kadwa, and they were part of Maulana's parents during the Hajj journey. Maulana's name Mahmood was given by Maulana Abdul Haq Umarji rahmatullahi alayh. That is the family background of Hazrat Maulana. Maulana has 5 brothers and 4 sisters. The eldest sister of Maulana is married to Maulana Yusuf Tutla, Damat Barakatuhum. Maulana's initial education of Maktab began in his hometown, Richmond. Amongst his teachers in Richmond was Sheikh Chacha and Maulana Yusuf Umarwadi. He was a very famous ustad in Pietermaritzburg. Maulana started the hifz of the Holy Quran by his mother, Muhtarama Maryam Desai, and he completed a few para after Maulana Yusuf Umarwadi took over from his mother, and Maulana completed 15 paras of the Holy Quran in Richmond. In 1964, Hazrat Maulana then proceeded to Mia's farm and remained there till 1969 for 5 years. During this period, Maulana completed 15 paras in 6 months and thereafter made door. Among the group leaders in Mia's farm was our Amir of the Jamiat, جمعیت علماء ساؤتھ افریقہ مولانا عباس جینا صاحب دامت برکاتہم. مولانا had a lot of respect for مولانا عباس صاحب and he would always tell us that he was like a استاد to him.
مفتی صاحب, before we carry on, we have a call on the line. السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ.
وعلیکم السلام ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ.
مولانا اکو صاحب, جزاک اللہ for joining us this evening. Your input to our program, inshallah.
I was just enjoying listening to Mufti Yaqub Saab speaking on my beloved Ustad, rahimahullah. You know, I share the same sentiments that what Mulana has been reading out from all the messages that have been coming through of all the other students of Mulana Mahmoud Madni, rahimahullah, that Mulana was most definitely like a father figure to each and every one of us. And I remember the day walking into the madrasa as a young child, ignorant of so many aspects of deen. Yes, we had been through the maktab system of learning the basics of Islam, but real exposure to deen only came to us when we entered that madrasa. And Maulana was an absolute loving person to each and every one of us. And the same sentiments that all the other students have spoken about the love that Maulana would give. And whenever we would all have the thoughts of leaving the madrasa and going back home, Maulana would encourage us and Maulana would speak to us and shower us with love and really be that father figure to each and every one of us. You know, Maulana, over the last 10 days, all those memories run through your mind of the first jalsas that would happen in that madrasa. We have, mashallah, Mufti Yaqub Sahab on air, and I still remember clearly there was a jalsa that had taken place in 1997. It was a Sira jalsa that had taken place in the madrasa. It was a huge jalsa. It was over so many hours. And that was the first time I'd really seen a gathering of that nature in my life, and I can still remember Mufti Yaqub Sahab's bayan on the Sira of the Blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as students, you know, our heart aches. And my message would be to all other students out there in the world, all the talaba of the world, that love your ustads, appreciate them. And those of us who are fortunate enough to still have our ustads alive, keep that taluk and that relationship with your teachers. Because when the sore moment comes of separation, then you're left with regret and you're left with remorse that if only I could have had one more opportunity of speaking to my ustad, if only I could have had one more opportunity of taking their du'as. Instead of being left with those regrets, my advice would be to every single student out there. And when I say students, Maulana, I'm referring to every one of us, even those that might not be active in the field of teaching, etc. Even those people who might not be huffaz and ulama, but every one of us have attended a maktab. We've learned by an apa. We've learned by a Maulana. There was somebody that taught us Quran. There was somebody that taught us some part of our deen. Those are your teachers. Those are your spiritual parents. We need to keep taluk with them. We need to value them. Because as I mentioned, when that moment of separation comes, you don't want to be left with that regret, which people like myself in particular are left with, that if only we could have had a stronger relationship, if only we could have had more interaction. Unfortunately, those are difficulties and challenges that we now have to live with. But you know, Maulana Mahmoud Madni, rahimahullah, from the first day I walked into that madrasa, it was his dream and his ambition, and he told me that I want you to become an alim. I don't count myself as anything. I know I've definitely not lived up to that expectation. But on the basis of that dua of his, I make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that a reality. And may Allah make that a means of Maulana's maghfirah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest of stages in Jannah. And really our heart goes out to the entire family. Mufti Zakaria, his beloved son, his entire family, all of them, our hearts go out to them and our du'as are with them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill Maulana's qabr with nur and grant him the highest of stages in Jannah. And for the rest of our life, every one of us are really indebted to Maulana's efforts for the wealth of knowledge that he had given us, for the sip of the fountain of goodness that he allowed us to drink from.
Ameen. Jazakallah. Mufti Saab, please do carry on. Mufti Saab was speaking about...
I was speaking about Niyaz Farm.
Ji.
Where... Maulana completed his hijj, and his group leader was Maulana Abbas Jina Sahab, who is the present Amir of our Jamiat.
Yes.
And Maulana connected to him. I still remember whenever Maulana came to the Transvaal in those times, up to the death of Hazrat Maulana Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab Mia, Rahmatullah Alayh, it was necessary for him and incumbent upon him to go and visit Hazrat Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He made all his mashwara with him, and he kept up with his ustad right till the last. When he brought his son, Hazrat Maulana Zakaria, Muhammad Zakaria, his son, to Azadwal to study, he first took him to his Ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab, and he asked him to make dua for him before he takes him to the Darul Uloom. Maulana had great respect for his Asatiza. In the year 1970, Hazrat Maulana left for India with his elder brother, Haji Qasim Desai. In those times, there were two ships that used to sail, Kampala and Karanja. So Maulana went on the Kampala. Together with him on the ship was Hafiz Yusuf Desai, Mahmud Bai Hospital from Greytown, Yusuf Sarid. And on the ship with Maulana on that trip in 1970 was Maulana Suleiman Ganchi, Rahmatullahi as well. After 21 days in Karachi, then to Bombay, in 1970, Maulana spent his first 40 days in Jamaat with Yusuf Bai Taxiwala, who was a famous Jamaat worker. After that, Maulana traveled to his home village in Gujarat, Tarkeshwar. And there he took enrollment in the famous Darul Uloom, Falah ad-Darain, to do door. His imtihan was taken by Maulana Abdullah Kapotri, Damat Barkatuhum, who then admitted him into the class of Maulana Musa Desai. And Maulana did door there for an entire year. And after the year had completed, Maulana even read the Taraweeh Salat at the Juma Masjid in Tarkeshwar. The very same year, in 1970, after completing the door at Faraz Darain, Maulana left for Nizamuddin in Delhi. From Nizamuddin, he spent some time in the company of Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Rahmatullahi, at the age of 17. During his stay in Saharanpur, Hazrat Maulana requested Bay and at the hands of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi. And it was the habit of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi not to accept the bait for students. However, Hazrat Maulana requested again and again. Hazrat Shaykh said, "I do not make bait to students." Hazrat Maulana then went back to him and said, "I wish to be in your du'as." After 3 days, Hazrat Shaykh, one day after Asar, unexpectedly called out, "Where is Maulana Yusuf Tutla's brother-in-law? Call him here." Hazrat Maulana presented himself. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi spread his hand, stretched his hand towards Hazrat Maulana, took his hand and made bed to Hazrat Maulana Mahmud Madani Rahmatullah Alayhi. This was after the old masjid in Saharanpur. Hazrat Maulana was only 17 years old when he became bed to Hazrat Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi. After spending time in Saharanpur during the same year, Hazrat Maulana returned to Bombay, and with his elder brother, Haji Qasim Desai, they traveled to Jeddah with the Indian Hujjaj for Hajj. On the ship, while they were going for Hajj, they were blessed in the company of Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahab and Haji Fazl-e Karim, who was a Jamaat worker from Gujarat, one of the elders. They traveled to Medina Munawwara. Maulana was fortunate. He used to always say that the first person who taught me the adab of Medina Munawwara with love and compassion was Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali. That year, Hazrat Maulana made Hajj in the company of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi, Maulana Muhammad Harun, who is the son of Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, Mufti Mahmud Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Mufti Zainul Abidin Rahmatullah Alayhi, Maulana Ahmad Lad Sahab, Maulana Ubaidullah, Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahab, Munshi Sahab, and the entire kafla that came from Nizamuddin. This was Maulana's first Hajj in the company of the Akabirin. After Hajj in the same year, 1970, Hazrat Maulana started his studies in Faisalabad, in Pakistan. And he started his Alim course at the Madrasa of Mufti Zainul Abidin, Rahmatullah Alayh. After traveling by ship to Karachi, from there by train to Faisalabad,
Hazrat Maulana started Ta'aleem in the year 1970. In 1971, it was a difficult period in the life of Hazrat Maulana because he was not so well versed in the Urdu language and it was difficult for him to study. He then said to Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahib that I am. When Mufti Zainul Abidin Rahmatullah Alayhi learned about this, he brought him home and told him, I am your father and I will look after you. He took him as his own son. After 1 week, Hazrat Maulana was getting bored. Mufti Zainul Abidin Rahmatullah Alayhi started to teach him Kitabul Nahwa, Kitabul Sarf and the first year Kitabs. After a few days, Mufti Zainul Abidin called Maulana Jamal Ahmad, who was a ustad in the beginning Kitabs, and also in the ustad of Mishkat Sharif, take Maulana's imtihan. He was surprised that in a short time, he was able to give an excellent examination. Thereafter, in that same year, Maulana came back to Nizamuddin, spent a few days, then spent a few days in Saharanpur in the company of Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayh. During that stay, Maulana Yusuf Tutla, Damat Barkatum, introduced Maulana to the Akabirin of Saharanpur and Nizamuddin. After Ramadan, Maulana went back and continued his studies for the remaining 5 years. During these 5 years, Maulana completed his Alim course in the year 1976. The Khatmul Bukhari of Hazrat Maulana in Faisalabad was made by Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Banori Rahmatullah Alayh. Why I am mentioning all this, Maulana, is to show what kind of akabirin khidmat Hazrat Maulana Mahmud Madani Rahmatullah Alayh stayed in to become this kind of personality.
Definitely. Respected listeners, we are speaking about the life of Hazrat Maulana Mahmud Madani Desai Rahimahullah, who had passed away. We have online with us the brother-in-law of Hazrat Mufti Sahab, Hazrat Mufti Yaqub Minti Sahab, Damat Barakatuhum. And we are speaking about Hazrat Maulana's life. Inshallah, before the end of the program, I'll try and summarize what has thus far been said. We have just done the half an hour, and we've just come out of Maulana's life after studying and completing. Maulana completed in 1976 and Hazrat Maulana Banori Rahimahullah was there to conduct the final dars and obviously what is known as the Starabandi. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, please do carry on.
After Hazrat Maulana completed, he spent 3 Ramadans in Saharanpur and 2 in Nizamuddin. We can see the places where Hazrat Maulana stayed, where the cream of the crop of ulama were at that time. The last Ramadan in 1976 was passed in Nizamuddin and Saharanpur. Hazrat Maulana was feeling down at one time and he went to the company of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sheikhul Hadith Rahmatullah Alayh and presented his condition to Hazrat Sheikh. Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah, they say, don't feel like this. Make tawbah. Think that the wealth of everyone is at your feet. At the end of the discussion, Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah, they told Maulana, Jao, Allah aapko bohot dega.
Allah.
So he took the du'as of Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah, he was a kutub of that time. After graduation, Hazrat Maulana came to Nizamuddin to spend 9 months in Jamaat. In those days, it was not 1 year for ulama, it was 9 months. And it's very interesting to note how Maulana spent these 9 months. He spent most of the time at the Markaz in Nizamuddin. Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi had a lot of love for him as Nizamuddin was like his own home. Every holiday during his studies, he used to come from Pakistan to Nizamuddin. Hazrat Rahmatullah completing, and while he was in his 9 months spending time in Jamaat, he made a special request to Raiving to allow Hazrat Maulana Mahmud Madani Rahmatullah Alayh to come to Nizamuddin to do the English translation at the Markaz. At the Markaz, and at the Ijtimas. Hazrat Maulana made many safars in India with Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Alayhi during his 9 months as a translator. In 1977, Hazrat Maulana spent Ramadan in Nizamuddin. Every year on the 27th night of Ramadan, this is a norm in Nizamuddin. Tashkeel used to be made for all the mukimeen at the markaz to renew their intentions and to continue their khidmat till the end of their lives. Hazrat Maulana recounts that he also made his intention to make khidmat of deen for the rest of his life under Mashwara. When he stood up, then Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi asked him, will you make khidmat under whose Mashwara? For Maulana's question of Hazrat Ji, Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said, on behalf of Hazrat Maulana Mahmud Madni, he will make khidmat under your Mashwara. Hazrat Maulana recalls, Hazrat Ji became extremely happy and he made a lot of dua for him. And up to today, the Darul Uloom that Hazrat Maulana had established in Camperdown is under the name of Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi Madrasa in Amiya. During that same Ramadan, when Maulana made itikaf in Nizamuddin with Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, Maulana saw two dreams during the itikaf. And after seeing these dreams, he went to Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi for the interpretation. In the first dream he had seen, Hazrat Ji was feeding him with apples with his hands. He asked Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi the following morning, what is the interpretation of this dream that I see you feeding me with apples and I'm eating apples from your hand? Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi told him, you will do the actions of the people of Jannah.
Subhanallah.
The second dream that Maulana seen, there were dead people lying all around him. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was blowing on them and they were coming back to life one after the other. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was asked for the interpretation of this dream and Hazrat Ji gave him two interpretations. One interpretation is, you will revive deen in the ummah in your country. And the other interpretation, Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi said to him, Allah will use you as a means of gathering your family and uniting the ummah.
Subhanallah.
So, Maulana always used to mention these dreams to us and even the interpretations of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi. Towards the end of Ramadan that year, Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi was very worried as Maulana's 7 months, 9 months, seven chillas was coming to an end, and what will be the mashwara regarding him. Hazrat Ji had great lot of concern for him. Mashwara was made, and Hazrat Maulana was then requested to go home, get married, and do the khidmat in South Africa. Therefore, in the year 1977, Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Ji, Maulana Inamul Hasan and all the Akabirin came for Hajj on the 25th of December 1977. Hazrat Maulana's nikah took place in Medina Munawwara after the Asr Salat at Madrasa Ishaatul Uloom. You remember Maulana was born in Medina and now his nikah also taking place in Madinatul Munawwara. The nikah was performed by Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib. And in the present, in the nikah of Hazrat Maulana in 1977 in Medina was Kutubul Aktab, Hazrat Sheikh Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Rahmatullah Alayhi, Mufti Mahmood Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Mufti Ashik Ilahi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Maulana Umar Paranpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. Maulana always used to say, after my nikah, Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib gave me a gift, not only for myself, but even for my wife, Apa. Qazi Abdul Qadir, who was the Khalifa of Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayhi, also gave Maulana a gift. So this was the studying days in the nikah of Hazrat Maulana Mahmood Madani, rahmatullahi alayhi. Can I continue when Maulana came back from South Africa?
We are speaking about the life of Hazrat Maulana Mahmood Madani, rahimahullah. And we are coming to the point, we have just about 15 minutes left for the end of the program. And we are discussing now Maulana's return to South Africa. And obviously thereafter we're going to be speaking about Maulana's personal life and some of the qualities Maulana had. Apart from the what we would know him as in terms of the public person, but the family person, and we are speaking about with Mufti Yaqub Minti Saab Damad Barakatum. Mufti Saab, please do carry on in the life of Maulana with regards to his South African portion of his life.
In 1978, Hazrat Maulana returned from his studies and his 9 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In February 1978, Hazrat Maulana came to Pietermaritzburg and started a madrasa, as Maulana Harun Saab just alluded in the beginning, Madrasa Hifdul Quran. It was the first official Hifz class in Pietermaritzburg, and under the tutorship and help of Dr. Muhammad Badat and Hazrat Maulana's elder brother, Musa Bhai Desai, they took the initiative to start this madrasa, and Maulana started the first Hifz class, official Hifz class in Pietermaritzburg. There is no time to go into naming those students who were in the initial stages in the Hifz class. The first completion of the Hifz was in 1980, 2 years after Maulana started this Hifz class. The first batch of students, 4 boys who completed Hifz under the Amirship of Hazrat Maulana Abdul Haq Umarzi, rahmatullah alayhi, who was the guest of honor in Pietermaritzburg. That was when Maulana started the Hifz class, continued teaching. For a period of 8 to 10 years in between, Maulana left Pietermaritzburg, then went to Richmond, and was involved in the family business. Maulana was an excellent businessman. I know I traveled far and wide with him. I used to see many major businessmen coming to Hazrat Maulana and making mashwara with him regarding business and business ethics. And he used to guide the businessman how to do Islamic trade and how to do trade with Lillahiyat and with Ikhlas. In 1994, Hazrat Maulana then left the family business and started, as Maulana Harun Saab alluded in the beginning, the first students of Madrasa in Amia in Camperdown, in a garage where there were 2 rooms. In one room, Hazrat Maulana used to stay, and the other room, the students used to stay. Hazrat Maulana was with them all the time, until in 1995, Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali bought the first piece of land with a house on the outskirts of Camperdown. And this was the beginning of Darul Uloom Al-In'amiya in Camperdown.
Mufti Saab, we've been through some of the aspects of Darul Uloom. Mm-hmm. I would like to just now perhaps, and in coming to some sort of conclusion on Mufti Saab's life, perhaps you could give us some of the aspects about Mufti Saab's life, how he was beyond the border.
I'm going to mention to you regarding his family life, his wife, his children, and some of the excellent qualities Hazrat Maulana had.
Please carry on, Mufti Saab.
Yes. Hazrat Maulana was married to Apa Sabira, who was the student of Maulana Ahmad Haturani, rahmatullah alayhi, in Besal. As I mentioned in the beginning, and I'm saying it again, Hazrat Maulana had great respect for the Asatiza. He made it a duty upon himself to visit Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Haturani, rahmatullah alayhi, in Pretoria, and then when Hazrat moved to Johannesburg, to take his wife always to Hazrat Maulana's house because Hazrat Maulana was the ustad of his wife. This was an excellent quality of Maulana. He used to visit Hafiz Abdul Rahman, Rahmatullah Alayhi. He used to visit Maulana Ahmad Haturani, Rahmatullah Alayhi. And as Maulana mentioned, from this marriage to Apa Sabira, they had three excellent children. And what I want to mention is not to show the children that were from this union, but what worry Hazrat Maulana had for his daughters and son. His eldest daughter is married to Mufti Muhammad Minti, who initiated the institution Mazahirul Uloom in Athol in Senton. And she runs a home madrasa, a maktab, at home in Crosby. Maulana supervises this madrasa. He had fikr for this madrasa. He always worries about this maktab, although Maulana lived in Camperdown and she lived in Crosby in Johannesburg. And he always used to say he wanted to see his sons and his daughters always engaged in the khidmat of deen. As far as his son, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria, Damat Barkatuhum, he completed his hijr in Camperdown by his father. And after that, after the third year, because there was no fourth year in Camperdown, Hazrat Maulana made fikr, took him to his ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman, and then kept him in the company of Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab in Darul Uloom, Azadwal. In Darul Uloom, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakaria completed the Alim course, he completed the Ifta, and now Hazrat Maulana is the senior ustad in Darul Uloom Madrasa in Amiya in Camperdown. We've just heard from Maulana Harun Sahab. He has been now appointed the Muhtameem and the principal of the Madrasa. Hazrat Maulana's third daughter is Apa Zakira. She is married to Maulana Farhad Baila from Pietermaritzburg, who is an ustad in Madrasa Tartilul Quran in Pietermaritzburg. Maulana made sure, as his first daughter runs a maktab from home, he made sure that Apa Zakira also teaches from her home in Pietermaritzburg. I know many a times Hazrat Maulana makes fikr of visiting this maktab at his daughter's place, and he used to take out time to take imtihan of the children at this very maktab. Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Alayhi had great fikr how his children could be involved in the khidmat of deen so that they can derive the most benefit from the knowledge that they have. Another very striking quality of Hazrat Maulana was that he loved and he nurtured his grandchildren with great love and muhabbat and care. He used to have incentives for his grandchildren and for them to complete certain aspects of deen. Any child, he used to tell from his grandchildren, he used to tell them, you keep 30 rozas for the whole month of Ramadan under the age of 10, I will give you a Kruger coin. And Maulana did that with several of his grandchildren. His grandchildren who are doing hijr, completing hijr, he used to have an incentive for them that for every para that you complete, you will receive 1,000 rand. So by the time the first grandchild completed his hijr, he had 30,000 rand in his pocket just because of the incentive of Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Alayhi. He loves his family, is unimaginable. I will give you one example how Maulana went out of his way to love his family. In 2003, on the 29th of Ramadan, my marhum father passed away. Hazrat Maulana was sitting in a sunnah i'tikaf at the masjid. But because Hazrat Maulana had great love for me, Hazrat Maulana broke his sunnah i'tikaf and attended the janazah of my father. So much of love he had for his family. Maulana had great passion in doing things. Whenever he went on safar and he brought mangoes or pineapples or any kind of fruit, he would bring it in large numbers, distribute them among the asatiza of the madrasa and to all his family members, all his brothers and sisters, and wherever he could reach. And in the last life of Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat Maulana made itikaf with Maulana Tutla, Damat Barakatuhum, in the masjid, madrasa, in Amiya Masjid for the last 4 years. Many people used to make itikaf with Hazrat Maulana, a great lover of family and grandchildren and his children, and he leaves an example, a shining example for all of us.
Before we carry on, we have a call on the line. Call, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Mawlana, and our beloved listeners.
Ameen, inshallah. Mawlana, your input for tonight's program?
My name is Bilal Islam Mzalose, who is residing in Chatsworth, and I studied in Madrasa in Ami also from 1998 till 2008. I completed my studies, and with regards to the Madrasa, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give jaza khair, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use it and accept it ikhlas ke saath ila yawm al-deen till the day of qiyamah. With regards to our Hazrat Mawlana Mahmood Madini Desai Sahib Rahmatul Ali, when I was in Madrasa 1998, I was a small boy. From the many great works that Mawlana did, besides teaching, is the tarbiyah that Mawlana has made of the students, that Mawlana is to make sure that each and every student must feel that Mawlana is a father and Mawlana is a friend, and Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali is very close to them, assist them and do everything. What is happening that in Madrasa, the very important thing that Mawlana instilled in every student is that every student has to respect the ustaz. When it came to the asatiza, Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali, he used to always say, one, you know, Mawlana used to call the face chun chun. Put that chun chun right. If you ever pull that chun chun of yours to any of the ustad, you must know you leave madrasa. And I'm doing this for your own good. Being in madrasa for such a long time, I think last week Friday, I was on Channel Islam and I was asked about it. Ajib, it's with the fitnas that the youngsters are facing today with their drugs and the different fitun. A question was asked to me that how did you manage? I said I give credit to being in madrasa. For this long time that I was in madrasa, Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali did not only teach me ilm-e-deen, but also with regards to the tarbiyat and putting fikr of deen in the students that were there. Alhamdulillah, I took a great qismat, I took a great share, and I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give Mawlana jazaa khair, fill his qabr al-nur, and give him jannat al-firdaus. And also at the same time, when it came to learning, Mawlana was so active that he will come early morning. Now obviously you know the students, those students that burn the midnight oil will always shine. They will get up sometimes 2 o'clock. Some of them, like Sati of mine, Mawlana Ahmad Jadabai, who is staying in Ladysmith. I know he had the habit of getting up, him and many other students, Mawlana Jose from Hassan, who is in Chatsworth area. They used to get up sometimes 2 o'clock, right till Fajr time, making sure that they know the sabak. Mawlana will come at that time and he will make sure that he's ready to take the student sabak. Sabak, 2 sabaks, and your sabak door must be finished by then. This was with regards to the ilam, and Mawlana will put a lot of fikr, and those students that were weak, he will read for them one line sabak and give them advices, give them nasihat on how to learn. And Mawlana will make sure that before we go for breakfast, all of us must go for a run from the madrasa to the stop street. So when we come back, that we have breakfast, and if anyone needed to take a shower, take a shower. When we go to the Darul Quran, the Hifz class, the way that the students used to read, because they are fresh now, they had breakfast and starting of the day, from far it used to sound like the buzzing of the bees. And when it came to lunchtime, Mawlana will make sure that, why? See, you have lunch quickly and you must go and sleep. And then afternoon we stress again for class. Mawlana used to stress a lot on siesta qailula, because they say most of you boys are getting up long before Fajr, that is tahajjud time, and you are learning. So you need that rest. You go make aram bhai, aram karo. Inshallah, in the afternoon class will start again. And after asar, Mawlana had a hadith that he will speak to the boys and give them nasihat on what they are doing, that is the ilm-e-deen, and also give them nasihat of the dunya that you are in the stomach of the madrasa, make sure that you come out fully formed. If the nasihat we give you, that akhlaq we trying to put into you, you do not take it in you, then you will go outside of the stomach of this madrasa in a deformed. You'll be deformed. So Mulana used to give us nasihat and advices, and we used to play ball also after Asr, mashallah. Mulana Rahmatullahi was also active. I remember once playing ball, Mulana took me, what you say, Mulana took me, and I ran this side, and Mulana went on the other side, and then he laughed. He said, why do you call yourself a soccer player? How did I pass you? So we play ball, and then quickly,
Hello? I think the phone just cut on that one there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Mufti Saab, are you there with us?
Indeed.
Mufti Saab, we have 2 minutes and Mufti Saab can conclude, inshallah.
My only advice, what we learn from Hazrat Maulana's life, is the dua of the Akabirin. If we take the dua of the Akabirin, we can go very far in life. As we've seen, Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Alayhi took the dua of Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayhi, Mufti Zainul Abidin Rahmatullah Alayhi, Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, and all the Akabir from the Madani family as well. Allah Ta'ala keep us always attached to these Akabirin so that we can live our lives like them and we can meet the death as Hazrat Maulana has met.
Ameen, inshallah. Mufti Saab, jazakallah so much for your time and condolences to yourself and the family as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them all ni'mal badal.
Ameen, ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Respected listeners, we had another amazing 1.5 hours speaking about the life of Hazrat Maulana Mahmud Desai rahimahullah. We close in a few seconds with one clip of Mufti Saab, inshallah. Next week, inshallah, we will try and do Hazrat Maulana Asajid Saab that passed away. And the following week, inshallah, we're going to be doing with regards to Hazrat Maulana Abdul Haq Ubadi rahimahullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. From myself, Ubaidullah Boja, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.